Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now on to a struggle many parents are deeply familiar with, that daily battle to get your sleepy preteen or teen up and out of bed on time for school. 8 a.m. is the median start time for middle schools across the country, and 40% of high schools start before 8 o'clock. And that is too early, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. In a powerful new policy statement issued today, the group calls for school start times to be pushed back to 8:30 or later, saying lack of sleep causes a whole host of physical and mental problems in teens and diminishes their academic performance. The research is clear, the statement says. Delaying early school start times is one key factor that can help adolescents get the sleep they need to grow and learn. Well, joining us to discuss is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna.
So first of all, tell us, Carrie, what led to this new recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics?
Well, I think to use the stock phrase, there is a growing body of research that, in fact, number one, American adolescents are suffering from incredible sleep deprivation. They're described as pathologically sleepy to the point that they're at the level of someone with narcolepsy often. And number two, the harms of that sleep deprivation have becoming more and more clear, ranging from depression to car crashes to academic achievement. And number three, some districts have been trying out shifting the start times to later, and the results they're seeing are good.
Okay, so let's talk about one of those districts, which is right here in Massachusetts, and that is the start time at Brookline High School, because you recently spoke with Robert Weintraub, who was the headmaster at Brookline High for 19 years, and he changed the start time there to 8:30 when he was headmaster. So what was his initial reaction to these new recommendations?
Well, his initial reaction was, yes, you can't deny the research. There is a lot of sleep deprivation and it is bad for kids. But, you know, like everything in education, it's complicated.
Okay, what do you do about it? Once you go deeper into the lives of kids today, things become more complex and less easy to, quote, solve. So why are kids not getting enough sleep? And will a later start to school begin to solve the problem?
So let's chip away at those questions. Why aren't kids getting enough sleep, teens specifically?
This is clearly a case of biology at work, deep biology, and that's part of the research that has been growing in recent years. And what has become very clear is that teens, it's not that they don't want to go to sleep, it's that their body clocks have changed, and they change in two main ways. One is that they just move later, about 20 minutes a year in adolescence. You fall asleep later. Your whole, it's called a phase delay. Your whole body clock has shifted later, and it has to do with melatonin secretion and so on. And number two, there's this thing called sleep drive, which is that as you enter your teen years, you become less prone to feel sleepy. It just takes more sleep pressure to get you to fall asleep.
Oh, interesting. I suppose for some people that lasts a long time well out of their teen years. But biology is one thing. There are also a lot of external factors that lead to sleeplessness during middle and particularly high school years.
Absolutely. And you could talk about the academic pressure that a lot of teens experience in high school. They have also their extracurriculars, they might work after school, but definitely the biggie is technology. That's the thing that's really changed.
Okay, so let me jump in here, Carrie, because when I first read the AAP's new recommendations, love teens, but the cynical journalist in me, the first thought that I had was, oh, look, it'll just mean another hour of Facebook on their phones instead of getting the sleep that they need.
The answer to that is there's definitely going to be some of that. But part of the elements that have played into this new AAP recommendation is that there have been enough districts now that have shifted the start times to later that they've been able to look at whether teens do, in fact, just stay up later as well. And what they see is that, although there's some of that, teens are definitely getting more sleep when their school starts later. So there are actually positive effects. It doesn't just shift everything later.
Okay, so that's interesting. Do we know how many middle and high schools around the country have made this change?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics reports that about 40% of American high schools still start before 8 a.m. and only about 15% start after 8:30. And among middle schools, it's also very much a middle school thing, more than one-fifth begin at 7:45 or earlier. So it's looking pretty split. It's looking like some schools have made the jump, but many have not.
So what fascinates me about this is one of the many reasons that the American Academy of Pediatrics has called for this change is not only the health effects, but it helps kids learn better, right, when they've gotten enough sleep. So, Carrie, when you talked to Bob Weintraub, who was the headmaster at Brookline High, did he talk with you about the effect that having an 8:30 start time had, not just, of course, on kids' ability to get more sleep, but the school environment as a whole?
Yes, and that's what makes it complicated, is that this involves a lot of logistical changes, and in particular, it can affect after-school programs like sports and activities. Here's what he said.
If you begin school at 8:30 and end at 3:30, and you have to travel to a school that takes you 45 minutes to travel to, you can't get there until 4:30, and it gets dark at 5:30 or 5 o'clock, so the sports program is affected. To move the starting time up to a much later hour really, really has a major impact on lots and lots and lots of kids, and also the spirit of the school.
Okay, he sounds a little ambivalent, even though he introduced this change at Brookline High.
Yeah, it's definitely a controversial issue that has pros and cons. And of course, the pediatricians are coming at it purely from a health perspective, but there's more to life than health.
But at the same time, I'm hearing that getting enough sleep could have a positive benefit on students' actual ability to learn while they're in school. So do you think that this recommendation is going to encourage school administrators to sort of think about how to strike a balance between all of these worlds that come together at 7:38 or 8:30 in the morning?
Right. It's hard. But what it looks like to me is that these things are all converging, that basically what the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying is that this is better for students' health. It's also better for their academic achievement. It also prevents them from dying in car crashes. It also makes them less likely to be depressed. It also gives them better quality of life, not to be exhausted all of the time. So it seems like it's providing a very strong incentive to help schools try to strike a balance that will allow kids to get the sleep that they need, which is also better for their academic performance, too. And that's not simple, and schools may need to find multiple ways to help kids do their best, as Bob Weintraub said.
I mean, it was tweaking, and I think that's really the answer, to tweak it to try to make it better for the kids, make it a little healthier. You know, schools have an obligation, a responsibility to help kids live healthy lives, you know, whether it's sleep deprivation issues or stress or drugs and alcohol, violence issues, you know. And we always have that responsibility. And we do the best we can, but that doesn't guarantee that you're going to succeed.
Right. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to succeed. But what the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying is you should start with enough sleep.
I can imagine that there are thousands of parents of sleepy teenagers who could just say, I told you so.
Yes, that's right. Make them listen to this.
Those morning struggles getting them out of bed. I remember how hard my mother had to struggle. Anyway, Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, Meghna.